This is a production of the White Dragon Podcast Network, WDPN, bringing you the very best in internet talk radio.
Atomic batteries to power, turbines to speed, it's Bat Squad Radio back for the big episode 10. Only took us a year. Episode 10 of Bat Squad Radio here on the White Dragon Podcast Network. Folks, my name's Kendall. I'm the host of this show, and I'm joined, as always, by my all-star compatriots here in the New Jersey Bat Squad. First, seated to my right, is formerly missing in action, but found, currently lost, but now found, is New Jersey Spider Danny.
Here I am. I was found. Yay.
Yep, and of course, sitting right across from us is New Jersey Bad Dave.
All right, who cares? What? Who cares?
I'm trying to introduce
this,
Kevin Buster.
It doesn't matter. This episode is about Spider-Man. Spider-Man does whatever a spider can, spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out! Officially, here comes the Spider-Man.
That is true.
Wait, you guys are not going to introduce me and Buster.
Dave and Buster are here. All right, guys. Denny started us off with the big news. I know this has been out for like a week already, but... we didn't have a show.
Yeah, so we had a lot going on.
So. We had a lot going on.
People were missing.
Yes, and I hope the Carbo episode held everybody over.
Oh, it held my attention.
Yes, it certainly did. So what Denny is referring to, folks, is that Spider-Man has been announced that Sony and Disney and Marvel have come to an agreement that is good for both parties.
Where
Spider-Man is going to be allowed into the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
So I just had a mangasm. That was
I know
awesome.
You did.
Even I am excited about it.
It's the biggest news in superhero movies since they announced that Batman and Superman were going to fight.
Yeah, but no one cared about that.
Yeah, I think this is even bigger.
I was going to say this is actually bigger. Like, because here's the thing. I mean... I made the point on on Geek Watchtower last week that we all thought that Batman and Superman were going to fight each other on screen at some point in time. It was only a matter of time. They had teased that movie for years. We never in a million years thought Spider-Man was going to be in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Just never thought it was going to happen. It was an impossibility. And now here it is. It's happened. And the excitement is palpable.
Well, anytime you have lawyers involved, there's going to be problems. So, yes, I agree. But now Hollywood seems to finally be following the template that Stan Lee, Jack Kirby, all those guys laid down,
yep.
Where all these characters can finally interact regardless of studio affiliations.
Yes, most certainly. I mean, it was such insanely huge news. You've got two studios getting out of the way of their own egos, out of their own pockets, and doing something that's going to be mutually beneficial for both.
The only thing I don't really care about, though, is I don't like how Sony still has, like, part of it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
they still have say in everything.
Well, they still own the character in film. They are Marvel is basically leasing it for the Avengers movies.
Yeah, I guess you could put it that way.
They wouldn't do it if it wasn't lucrative.
No, of course not.
It's all about money, ultimately.
But the thing is, Marvel is, while Sony does have creative control over the solo Spider-Man films... Kevin Feige is still a producer on the films. He's going to be producing them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, so you want me to give you like the official like information?
Well, while you do that, I want to ask Denny something. We all, sitting at this table, including Buster, we were all less than thrilled with the Spider-Man 2 with Red Fox. Jamie Fox.
Yes,
Red Fox.
Who's going to play Spidey now? Andrew Garfield's gone, right?
I don't know, but...
there's some rumors...
I actually like this rumor.
The Logan Lerman.
Yeah, I think that'd be kind of cool.
And then there's the other kid that played Percy Jackson in the Percy Jackson films.
So is that good or bad?
It's good. It means that they're making him a teenager again. They're putting him back in Midtown High. I feel like he should be a sophomore in high school.
Yeah, I think
because
so.
I don't think you want to get him out of high school so quickly. The Amazing Spider-Man, it was cool. He was in high school. But then by Amazing Spider-Man 2, he was out of high school.
Well, the funny thing is, in the comics, he was only in high school. Now, what, Spidey's,
right.
Spidey's a 52-year-old character,
yep.
Maybe? He was only in high school for maybe less than a decade.
Well, Stan Lee said that the biggest mistake he ever made was aging Peter Parker.
Right.
He should have kept him in high school, he said.
Yeah, because you never know. I mean,
and that's why I love Ultimate Spider-Man so much, because Ultimate Spider-Man, he's in high school the entire time, and you're seeing him dealing with issues that arise for a high school kid that's trying to be a superhero, like the Rhino is attacking Midtown Manhattan, but he's in history class,
right?
And it's like, how do I get out of class, get out of the school, and go stop the bad guy?
Well, I think that's why Steve Ditko's artwork, the ever elusive, he's like the hermit of the comic book world. His artwork is very simplistic, almost childlike, and that kind of helped portray Peter as a youngster.
Yep.
I got a question for you.
Me?
Yeah.
What?
What direction do you want Spider-Man to go in?
I was actually going to ask Kevin. I personally don't like this whole Spider-Man universe crap going on. I really, really don't. I think it's very cheesy. I think
in
the comic books.
Oh, okay.
So it's a cash grab.
I'm about to say, what are you talking about?
Yeah. But. Well, I was gonna say because the only thing I like about Spider-Verse is I really like Superior Spider-Man. I would like that.
That was in Doc Ock was Spider-Man, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm, whole thing. For some reason, I really like that, and I would like to see them kind of touch upon that. And then Kevin actually posted something to my Facebook with Jaden Smith as Superior Spider-Man.
No, that's Ultimate Spider-Man.
Oh, that's Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah.
See, that's what's weird because if you look at the suit,
bless you.
Thank you.
If you look at the suit, it looks like Superior Spider-Man. So that's what kind of got me a little confused.
What's his name? I've almost said Miles Davis, but that's
Miles
not
Morales.
Right. Miles Morales. Miles Davis. Miles Davis is Spider-Man.
Kevin.
Miles Morales, his suit is black and red.
But listen, like
is that
the Superior Spider-Man?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, but
I don't know. They looked almost the same. Like I said, I don't know every single freaking Spider-Man in the whole universe, and that's why I think it's stupid. I think it's just overkill.
Well, the rumor that they might, the rumor of Miles Morales as being the new Spider-Man in the movies is stupid. I mean, people want Peter Parker. They don't want Miles. Miles Morales is cool, don't get me wrong. And if you want to make Miles Morales like his friend in high school, in the first film, I wouldn't mind that, and he could become like a second Spider-Man maybe later in the franchise, but I don't think that, like, you got to do Peter. You can't do Miles.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I will say that Jaden Smith, though, I'm a fan of Jaden Smith.
Why?
I knew you were going to say that.
I'm not.
I really liked him in
that
kill the whole franchise.
Well, I did like The Karate Kid. That was actually back when I thought he was pretty good, but then I found out that he's batshit crazy.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. Him and his sister, like, going on diatribes about how, like, they're so out of touch. They're like, kids don't need school. Kids don't need education. Because basically what they're saying is, like, kids don't need education. All they just need is their rich parents to buy them stuff.
Oh, well, God. Their mom's a little off her rocker, too. And although she does a great job on Gotham, I'll say.
No, she doesn't. But and the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air himself has become a wackadoo himself.
Can we talk about the ugly side of Hollywood, the nasty money-grubbing side that we all see that ruins things? We touched upon it briefly last episode, and whereas everyone's happy that Spidey seems to be going the right direction, let's talk about the Fantastic Four and the battle to cripple this comic book, an institution, a cornerstone of Marvel, and yet there's a new Fantastic Four movie coming out that has a strange lineup to it.
I hate the Fantastic Four.
The characters or the movies?
The characters.
Oh, come on.
I like The Thing. That's about it. I like whenever the Human Torch would cross over with Spider-Man. Other than that, as characters, I can't stand the Fantastic Four. I think they're dated. They're boring. They're just, I can't handle them.
No, they are us. The Fantastic Four is a dysfunctional family that seems to not like each other, but deep down we all like
each other. You've got an obnoxious genius who ruins his best friend's life.
True.
You've got a...
He apologized.
Yep, you've got a one-dimensional woman whose power is that no one can see her.
Well, she was a little timid at first.
You've got a... you've got every teenager ever.
He's a hothead.
Yeah, and you've got the one interesting character in the comic book, which is Ben Grimm.
Crusty exterior with an inner heart of gold. Yes. Perfect.
I was waiting. I don't know which way Dave was going to go with that. You're semi-agreeing with him with everything, and then towards the end, you're just like, it's great!
I'm making the point that all this is bad. Yeah. And he's agreeing with me and being like, but it's good.
Well, that's beyond funny. That, let's talk about the movie quickly. I'm not too happy with
The point that I want to make about the Fantastic Four is that the only good thing to come out of the Fantastic Four is Dr. Doom, Galactus, and the Silver Surfer. Their villains are better than they are. And that's why their villains become like Marvel Universe villains, not just Fantastic Four villains.
Yeah, but then they're going to kill the whole Doctor Doom with his freaking...
Well, yeah, because this movie is so ill-advised. It is so horrible looking. I mean, Reed Richards is like 12.
Well, instead of, this is my problem with Hollywood from day one making superhero movies. Instead of tweaking and just changing everything, you've destroyed 50 years of timeline. Go out and make your own superhero movie. Call them the Fabulous Five, or but don't touch these Marvel and DC characters and F them up.
Well, you know why this movie was so rushed and why it's so terrible is because it was a rights grab. The rights were,
of course,
the rights were, Fox doesn't have the rights in perpetuity. It's like they have the rights as long as they keep making movies. Their contract was about to run out after they didn't make a follow-up to Rise of the Silver Surfer. And in order to keep the rights, they had to... they had to make a new movie.
Well, you know what? I enjoyed the first two Fantastic Four movies with Michael Chiklis.
They're all right. They're not, I like Michael Chiklis.
Yes, they're not great movies. They're good movies. They're kind of cheesy. I think that's what they intended. But that's it. That era is gone. You're never going to see that again.
Yeah, and now the thing's probably going to be CGI, which I'm not a fan of. I liked him as like a practical effect in those movies with Michael Chiklis. I liked that he was in like a costume as the Thing. And the one thing that keeps those movies from being good, the original Fantastic Four movies, was Doom. Again, Doom.
Right.
He was terrible. Please, call me Doom.
Yeah. I didn't like the actor either.
Is Victor Von Doom.
They don't want to offend anyone in Europe.
Oh, who cares about Europe?
This is Latveria. It doesn't even exist.
Exactly. It's a fake country. It's like how we're not going to make the Mandarin because we don't want to piss off the Chinese.
Pathetic.
I kind of like the trailer, though. I know... It looks cheesy.
The new Fantastic
Four
trailer.
Listen, if that was just a regular sci-fi trailer, if that was like a Mass Effect trailer, I'd have been like, cool. All right, that looks like a cool, fun sci-fi movie. It was not the Fantastic Four.
That's probably why I like it. The thing is naked.
Did you notice that?
No,
really?
No, he's naked.
Yeah,
like the scene where they're all like standing there, like looking at that big light. I did a blog about it on WhiteDragonPodcastNetwork.com. The Thing is naked.
So would you say he's quite possibly rock hard?
I wanted to say something though, because remember last time we talked on one of the episodes, you were talking about how they canceled the FF comics.
Yes, they did.
I found out that the reason why they did that because they didn't want to keep it going. Now I might be wrong, but this is what I kind of read about. They didn't want to keep it going because Fox was going to make another movie. So they told all their artists not to include any new characters because Fox would, quote-unquote, have the rights to make all these new characters.
Well, what you did there, Danny, was you took two different stories and you kind of mushed them together.
Okay,
The Fantastic Four comic book was canceled to starve out the movie, so they're not giving any extra help to this film. Now, on the other side, Fox has not only the rights to the X-Men, but all characters that are mutants for the movies. So they told Marvel, the story that I heard was that Marvel told their artists and their writers no new mutant characters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to make new, instead of mutants, make them Inhumans.
There's too many of them anyway.
Yeah. Well, actually, what's going to happen, I think, what looks like in the Avengers film, from what I heard about this prequel comic that they put out, is that Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch are not mutants, they're Inhumans.
Yeah, that's what I heard, because at the end of X-Men... was it Origins, the Wolverine or whatever?
Yeah.
Didn't he show up or something?
Quicksilver's
happened?
They showed up at the end of Captain America Winter Soldier.
Yeah. I just want to say one more thing, and then I want to get into DC, the big news in DC.
Right. I do want to give the actual like specs of this deal between Marvel and Sony.
Yeah, absolutely. But this is the problem. When businessmen, lawyers, and that ilk, when they run creative... artistic organizations.
Okay, I get you.
They're looking at the big picture, and they're not so much looking at the characters and the characters' history and the love that we have for these characters.
Right.
They're looking at the bottom line, money, money, money.
Right. So over on IGN, they did like a whole breakdown of what's going on with this deal for Spider-Man. So here's what they said. Marvel is not paying a dime to Sony for the rights to use Spider-Man.
Wow.
Not a dime. The studio, however, is not going to receive a cut of the earnings for any of Sony's Spider-Man films, and Sony doesn't get a cut of any of the Marvel films that feature Spider-Man. So no money is changing hands between the two companies.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
But it's also kind of like a battle. Like they're going to kind of
Marvel does also still control the merchandising rights, which that's why you saw when Days of Future Past came out, there were no X-Men toys.
Yeah, there was none.
Because
they
started
that
out.
Mm-hmm.
No T-shirts, no merchandise of any kind.
Yep.
But will both versions be united?
Yes, they are both going to be in the same universe.
Wow. Okay.
Disney and Marvel have reportedly offered Sony quote billions to buy back the character in the past, and Sony's refused.
So basically, this is Sony versus Disney.
Yeah, but they've come to an understanding. Marvel is instead essentially leasing the rights from Sony. Sony gets a revitalized Spider-Man thanks to Marvel, and Marvel gets to use Spider-Man in their movies. The new Spider-Man will first appear in a Marvel movie, reportedly Captain America Civil War, and then get his own standalone film from Sony, releasing July 28th, 2017.
Oof.
Marvel Cinematic Universe characters can also appear in the new Spider-Man films produced by Sony.
Nice.
So, like, Captain America can show up in the Spider-Man movie.
Okay.
You know, they, like, you know how they do that? Like, they, like, sometimes just show up, like, for a little cameo? So that can he's officially part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Marvel Studios head Kevin Feige will not be compensated for producing Sony's 2017 Spider-Man film. So he is creatively producing this film and making no money off of it.
Wow.
He's just doing it to get the character back. Sony will have final say over casting for the new Spider-Man and is said to be looking for an actor much younger than Andrew Garfield, who is 31. Sony's looking to get back to Spidey's roots, put the character back in high school. And Mark Webb not coming back, as we know.
Yeah.
Also not coming back, Amazing Spider-Man producers Avi Arad and Matt Tomac have been bumped down to executive producers with no real creative say in the
That's
direction.
That's good.
That's great, because Avi Arad is the guy who's like, I want to make Aunt May movie.
Right.
You know, like, I actually heard a rumor that one of Marvel's big demands, which is why this was, like, halted, was they were like, we want Avi Arad out.
He's been around a long time.
They hate him. They hate him because he was very outspoken about them.
The early early Marvel movies was always Stan Lee and that guy.
Yeah.
That was it.
And then one source is actually claiming this could be a first step towards a larger plan to reacquire Spider-Man by Marvel, while another speculates that Disney is angling to acquire Sony Pictures entirely if it goes up on the market.
Wow.
Yep.
That'd be crazy. They'll freaking own everything.
Yep. And finally, the Spider-Man spinoffs, the Sinister Six and Venom, are reportedly still in the works, but they're kind of like on indefinite hold.
Okay, good.
So I don't think they're ever going to see the light of day.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind the Sinister Six, but I don't know.
I would, because you need to introduce them first to fight Spider-Man.
Yeah, properly.
Same with Venom. They need to be involved with Spider-Man before they get their own movie.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
So we'll keep everyone posted
on
the up-and-coming updates for the Sony Spidey saga.
Yep.
But don't we want to kind of turn the page and talk about DC?
Yes.
DC's got some big news this week?
Yes.
Does it?
It does. Well, not really huge news. Zack Snyder, just yesterday, Friday, has released the first photo of Aquaman from the upcoming Batman versus Superman.
Or Aquaman.
Aquaman.
So I haven't seen the picture.
Okay.
I'm hoping that he's orange, green, and blonde hair.
You are hoping wrong, my friend. He looks like he's being played by the gentleman that played Khal Drogo in Game of Thrones. And he looks like Khal Drogo. Like, he's got the beard, he's got the long hair, he's got armor, he's got tattoos. He looks so incredibly badass. This looks like an Aquaman that can punch Superman in the face.
He's holding
a massive trident. I mean, it looks unbelievably awesome. He's actually like, the blonde in his hair is not actually like, he's not like pure like platinum blonde
he
like
had it
Aquaman.
Streaked.
It's streaked because
the Aqua Salon.
No, it looks like the salt water. Like,
that's what I was gonna say.
It looks like the salt
Danny,
water.
Have you
like,
seen this Aquaman?
I have, and I have to say, everyone knows I hate DC. It looks freaking awesome. And the only reason why is I'm a huge Lord of the Rings fan.
But he's not in
he's
orange.
He's not in Lord of the Rings. He's in Game of Thrones.
I know. But I'm saying he looks like
he
someone
he
that
like
should
could,
be in Lord of the Rings.
He's not in orange. He looks more like the 90s Aquaman.
Sounds like another man crush for Danny.
Yeah, seriously.
Right up there with David Wright and Norman Reedus.
It looks more like the 90s Aquaman. Remember when they gave him like the long hair and the beard and he was all
wearing
armor?
And he didn't lose his hand, though.
No, he's still got both hands, apparently.
You're going to tell me he doesn't look like a dwarf or something. Come on. Like, just how he looks.
He looks, with his armor
and all that. But it looks freaking awesome.
He looks
absolutely
badass,
love it.
Yeah.
It looks really cool.
I'm old school. I'm a year or two older than you guys.
Uh-huh.
I have one word alone for how Aquaman should appear in any future movie. And that word is Super Friends!
With a seahorse?
Yes. Riding a seahorse.
No.
Wearing orange and green with blonde short hair.
It's not getting
captured and put under a sun lamp.
Yeah, but you want him to look cool, not the other way.
Either way, DC is Warner Brothers is going to mess it up. So.
No, they're not. He looks tremendous, and that's Aquaman is such a joke with everybody now that like the only way to do him and do him like well is to make him like this, make him a badass.
I agree.
All right, so I wanted to touch on something real quick. I had called Denny like 2 weeks ago to go over something for the show,
right?
And I've saved talking about this for now because I wanted to do it on the air.
Oh, when you called us both at work, because Denny and I work in the same office.
And I could hear you. behind him.
Me.
Like, yes, you, Dave.
When you were talking to Denny.
Yes, and I could hear you bitching at him.
As
Wait
always.
A minute.
No, like, you were, like, pissed. You were, like, griping at him.
Oh, pissed and griping. Yeah, not bitching. Well, I was
the same thing.
I was upset with Denny.
Why? What did he do?
Yeah, what did I do?
You know Denny. What doesn't he do?
Well, what did he do specifically this time?
I'm going to tell you this, and you're going to, like, rip on me.
Okay.
But we work together. We've worked together for over a dozen years.
I know.
Very close quarters. Sometimes we disagree over things.
Yeah, sometimes.
But we always get beyond it. We rise above it. But 2 weeks ago, when you called him, I was listening to your conversation, you two, and he was being very, very disrespectful to me.
Was he?
What'd I do, Dave? Because I really don't remember. It's so natural to me to be a dick to you.
No, now you're making light of it. I'm getting a little upset again. Denny was talking to you and saying stuff about me that I could hear in the room.
Better that he says it to your face.
I remember what it was. We were talking about something, and he wanted to do something, of course, Dave's way, as usual.
Which is the professional way.
And then I was talking to you, saying, hey, Kevin, like, you know, I think we should try to do this, that, and the other thing. And I was asking Dave to tell you how to do it properly, and he just was not paying attention to me, totally being rude to me and disrespectful to me by not paying attention to what I was freaking saying to portray it towards you. So I got pissed, and that's why I called you, and then I told you how I felt about this a-hole next to me.
Uh-huh.
And then he started, and he kicked over a trash can. He got up, ripped up pieces of paper. It was just like a douchebag.
Wait, what?
Like, during work. I'm dead
wait,
serious.
Like, you threw like a legit fit?
Yeah. No, he did.
I left the room. Here's the thing. I'm sitting there, and I'm listening to him say to you, oh, don't worry, I'll take care of it because Dave's not going to take care of it. Oh, well, I'll do this and that because Dave can't do this and that.
That's what
it's
I
like
said.
Talking about an old person in a nursing home. I'm sitting right there.
Well, I was.
Sorry,
but
yeah, seriously.
But, this, you know, it was what it was. You know, you got to overhear a piece of our daily routine. People don't even know when we're really mad and not mad at each other anymore.
Well, they don't know when it's shtick and when it's not. So I could tell.
Sometimes it's shtick, sometimes it isn't. But
I can tell when it's real because your voice changes.
It's true. It does.
Does it get high-pitched like this?
No. Denny is a world-class button pusher, which I think we're going to move into that territory next because we just buried the headline.
Yeah.
Yes, Denny and I had this little difference, and it blew over in about an hour or two. But
it only took me like 5 minutes to get over it, but he kept going.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Shouldn't we talk about that Denny went missing off of Facebook for 5 days?
Right, that he vanished.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was on the side of milk cartons.
Do you know what really happened?
I don't, because I can't get a straight answer from anybody about what happened.
Well, I'll tell you. Basically, it was Sunday. Sunday before Walking Dead. Everyone think this was a publicity stunt for me, but it was not. And the reason why I'm saying that is because I was getting sick and freaking tired of people bashing me and making fun of me. Yes, I do it. I do deal it. I know people go back and forth. We're all friends. You're supposed to, you know, just laugh it off and have fun with it.
Wait. Why is Kevin rolling his eyes?
Because I think it was a publicity stunt.
No, it seriously wasn't. I swear.
Maybe it didn't start that way, but it sure as shit turned into that.
I'm getting to that.
Okay.
I swear on my dead father that it was not in the beginning. I was dead freaking serious about deactivating all this and stuff because
but
I was
why? What did
I was getting
do
pulled.
That got you to
well,
this?
Listen, I'm trying to tell you, stop freaking interrupting. All this right. is exactly why I'm not. I didn't want to be on Facebook in the first place.
I will defend Denny.
Holy crap!
I will defend Denny before I trash him. Go, Denny.
So I was getting sick and tired of getting pulled into all these different threads out of nowhere. It was like 5 different things, all these different posts, and just trashing me. Like this one girl was calling me like a fat, sweaty Italian, and I don't even know this girl. And then shut up, it's not funny. And I got a couple other people that were sitting there and just saying things. I don't really know them on that level.
Right.
And they just, to me, got onto that bandwagon and just kept harping me. Then you have A-hole next to me on the right, Dave, saying things, and he's the instigator throughout this whole thing. And then he has these other people that we just met a couple times at like cons or whatever, the Comic Cons or whatever, and they started trashing me. And then I have like other people trashing me, and then it just really got to the point that I was getting upset, my blood was boiling, and I was turning into Dave, and I didn't like it. So I said, you know what? Done. I was like, I need some time off. I think everyone needs some time off of Facebook, and it was the best goddamn 5 days in my entire life.
Well, here's the thing. It was the perfect storm brewing.
Right.
Denny was reaching critical mass, and no one knew, because on Facebook, I'm sitting here, I had a couple Coors Lights in me, I'm reading these comments, they're giving Denny a good ride now. I throw in my comment, but I didn't know, at the same time, he's on these other threads and this and that.
Uh-huh.
So he's getting bombarded, right?
Right.
And it's about an hour before the new Walking Dead, where Mr. Echo is going to be killed or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Right? And yeah, so anyhow.
That's exactly what it is.
I was about to do a spoiler alert saying that Tyrone is going to get killed and this and that. So people start messaging me now, right before the Walking Dead. What's up with your boy, Denny? He unfriended me, and now his page is shut down, this and that. And I just laughed it off. I said, he probably just shut it down for an hour to watch The Walking Dead because Mr. King of Spoilers here.
I think that should be what you do every Sunday, just shut your Facebook page down during Walking Dead so that you're not tempted to piss people off.
But here's what happened, because you said it was all just a publicity stunt.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't. It wasn't, because I go to work the next morning, and I'm still getting messages. I'm getting this, and we work 8 feet apart. I said, Denny, what's the deal? And he tells me the whole sob story about he got his feelings hurt. He shut his page down, this and that. And I'm like, that's going to look so lame for you to have done that.
Right.
And he's like, I don't care. You know, they crossed the line and blah, 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 and this and that. So I'm like, as the day's going on, this is Monday now. I said, we got to turn this into a campaign. Where's Denny? Denny is missing.
How did I know that the publicity stunt was you and not?
But the funny part of the whole thing is I didn't know that this was really happening until like maybe Tuesday, Wednesday-ish. Then I have people texting me, messaging me, showing me photos of what this asshole was doing.
What your friend was doing.
And he was turning it into something that it shouldn't have been. But to be honest, then I kind of started laughing. I thought it was funny. Then I was like, oh, this is actually fun.
But here's the thing.
And then I got involved.
Here's the thing.
Putting Denny's face on a milk carton
was
genius.
That was funny, yeah. But here's the thing. You are the king of can dish it out but can't take it. Because you hit everybody. You are always laying into everybody. And the second anyone, I think Dave put it best, you drop atom bombs. And if someone lobs a spitball at you, you freak out.
All right, so what's next on the list?
No. We're not moving past
your
this.
Your point being what, Kevin?
Grow a spine. Grow backbone. Learn to take it. You're in the public eye, kind of.
They caught him at a weak moment. I'm certain he won't disappear again. There was genuine concern for his well-being, as we're joking about it. But you do make these relationships on Facebook, and people wanted to know if he was okay.
I rolled my eyes for 7 days straight over this.
You know what people were doing on Monday and Tuesday when the Where's Denny campaign was fresh?
Uh-huh.
They were messaging him and going, you know what Dave's doing? He's making light of your disappearance and your pain and suffering.
And suffering.
And what they didn't know was Denny was helping me make the graphics.
Yeah.
Of course, you're not making graphics.
We had Denny, Amelia Earhart. Where's Amelia Earhart? Where's Denny?
That was funny.
Denny blows up the Hindenburg.
What did I say?
Sasquatch.
I said that, you know, when I said I would rather fly my plane into the Pacific Ocean than spend that much time in an enclosed space with Denny.
Yeah. Denny was spotted up in northwestern Yukon territory with Sasquatch.
They were funny pictures. I enjoyed your search for Denny pictures, but the entire thing was just stupid.
Well,
like, and then it became shtick. Then it became you know, like a publicity stunt, so that when you came back,
I hate to tell you this, Kev, but celebrities do that. So
celebrities do that. Yes,
And here's what: if we could orchestrate a campaign for Bat Squad Radio as successful as that spontaneous one for Where's Denny, by the time I found Denny on Thursday afternoon, sitting in a White Castle with like 20 empty White Castle cartons around. Uh-huh. White Castles are hamburgers for you people in other parts of the country.
Do they not have White Castle in other parts of the country?
No, it's really? Still kind of regional. Yeah.
I didn't know
but
that.
By the time we did that, we posted a 45-second video of Denny chowing down, looking longingly into the sky.
Uh-huh.
That stupid little video got over 1,000 views.
Wow.
So all these people that say they don't follow us, they never give us the benefit of a like, the view counter shows you. People were concerned.
And the main reason why is because Dave wasn't in it.
Oh.
Then he kept posting that picture of himself with the words hero written all over it. That might have been the most obnoxious thing I've ever seen
in my
graphic
life. I created.
While men are bleeding and dying in the Middle East, this asshole's calling himself a hero because he found you in a freaking White Castle.
Yeah, well, in regard of the storyline, yes, it was heroic.
That was fun.
5 days of my life trying to track this bastard down.
Yeah, it's not like he was sitting behind you for those 5 days.
I will say that I did lose a bunch of friends, and I did unfriend a lot of people from that whole thing. It really, like I said, I was able to sit there and just relax and really think about it and who I care about, who I didn't care about, and I'm sorry, but I had to just get them out of my life.
Right.
I mean, my virtual life.
I think Denny has grown from this. I think his skin is a little tougher now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Or touch
I
it.
So. I don't, I'm not touching you.
Okay.
Well, you know, we're two sensitive Virgos sitting in the same room, trashing
each other.
You guys
are both Virgos?
Yeah. I don't know
what, yeah, we are.
What are you?
Okay. Aries.
Ooh, that's tough. No, yeah. No wonder you're such a bastard with this podcast.
Right? It's what
Adolf
I do.
Kessler over there.
Yeah, that's what I do.
We will do a new episode on Monday.
Yeah. We have to film some new episode and get your Facebook back.
Hey, what's tomorrow night?
Sunday.
Beyond that,
Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
Beyond that, in Hollywood,
sleeping.
I'd start of a new week.
No, I'll give you a clue. Blank the Grouch.
Grover.
Cookie Monster.
Oscar. Tomorrow night is the Oscars.
I don't care.
I don't care either.
Can I do my quick movie of the week preview?
No.
Do you really have to?
It's an Oscar contender. I don't know why it is, but...
Who cares about the Oscars? It's a bunch of movies that nobody's ever seen, and a bunch of celebrities literally coming up on the stage and stroking each other about their own egos. It is awful. It is an atrocious, horrid thing.
So you're saying
absolutely
is that
hate it.
Dave should be part of the Oscars?
Yes.
I agree, but the thing is, let me do a 30-second review on the movie called Birdman.
All right, 30 seconds starting now.
Okay.
29.
Birdman.
28.
Everyone seems to love it out in Hollywood.
26.
Critics are crazy about it. Michael Keaton's solid. I love Michael Keaton. He plays an exaggerated version of himself.
19.
Ripping on himself over his fall from grace after Batman. This time he's Birdman. He's washed up. He's delusional. Emma Stone is his nasty, druggy daughter.
9.
Didn't like it.
7.
Overrated.
6.
Five, contrived,
four,
too artsy fartsy.
2, 1.
Don't rent it.
Time. I'm impressed I thought you were going to be thrown by the couch.
Tough. It's really.
He was like looking in the sky.
So you didn't. I did hear that Birdman was way too artsy fartsy. Like somebody told me, like it's like very like up its own ass.
They wasted
much
a lot
like
of,
the Oscars.
Yeah, they wasted a lot of talent. Ed Norton was. Good, but now
I like Ed Norton. I like him as the Hulk.
Yeah, he plays. Yeah, good Hulk. Ed Norton's a good Hulk.
Great Bruce. He's a great Bruce Banner because you really got the puny human kind of thing from him. Like, yeah, Ruffalo is a little too jacked to be the Hulk, I think.
Yeah,
or to be Bruce, I should say.
That's all I want.
Though I do like Ruffalo.
But Ruffalo's a great actor.
Ruffalo's a great Hulk.
Yeah.
I just like Norton.
Well, okay, I got the Oscar crap out of my system.
Are you going to be watching the red carpet to see who people are wearing?
Is Joan Rivers still alive?
No, she's dead.
Then I won't be watching it.
I'm sure her 97-year-old daughter is going to be doing it.
Melissa Rivers?
Yeah.
She's a hottie.
Is she?
No, she's not.
I know. I'm just trying to be nice. You're the jerk. You say something mean.
By the end of it, Joan looked younger than her daughter.
She was having a little work done. I think that's what killed her.
Oh, yeah. You think it was a little work?
She probably shouldn't have had that last surgery.
A little tuck.
Yeah, you know you've gone to a bad doctor when the doctor's taking selfies of you on the operating table while
you're
dying.
Did they really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah, you didn't hear about that?
No.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, be careful who you choose to have work done on your face. But you're handsome.
Seriously.
You're handsome, Kev.
I'm going to,
We'll talk about your looks next episode. It's something you want to touch upon.
You want to touch on it? Because we're ahead of schedule right now.
You sure?
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a sensitive issue with you.
I know. So I go to get a haircut like 2 weeks ago, and I'm sitting in the chair, and, the guy that does my hair, he's awesome, and he's sitting there.
Barber or a stylist?
I don't know how to describe it. I would say probably a stylist.
You sure you want to talk about this?
Yeah, it's all right.
All right. I applaud you.
And he goes, he's like, I'm leaving the top a little longer because it's thinning. And the world stopped spinning. like the earth ceased its rotation in my life. I heard the sound of glass breaking. I had never noticed before that my hair was thinning a little bit up top. And I looked at it and I could see my scalp. And now it's all I see all day. Every day, and it's going crazy. This will not happen. I am putting coconut oil in my hair every day now. I bought Rogaine yesterday. Like this will, I will not stand for this.
Is it really?
There's a lot of things in this life that I will stand for. There's a lot of things that I will lose. I will lose my left arm before I lose my hair.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I got to tell you, as I sit here looking at you longingly, your hair is a big part of your beauty.
My wife says that it is. It is 60% of my personality.
Yeah, you got nice eyes. You have classic features, but the hair, and I got to tell.
Is this a proposition?
No, I guess so.
Denny's in a little bit of the same boat, too.
Yeah, I'll show you.
That's why you wear a hat all the time.
Yeah, show the listeners, Denny.
Oh, good Lord! I've never seen that before.
That's why he always wears a
baseball hat. That's why I always wear a baseball hat.
Oh. See,
but it doesn't bother me.
That will not be my life. No, I will not turn into Teddy.
I would not get to that point because I don't care. Either I'll do an awesome comb over, or I'm just going to shave it all off.
I am not going to sit here and pretend that I'm not vain. I'm very vain. I am very particular about my appearance. Every hair has got to be in place. I'm very womanlike when it comes to that.
Is Jackie concerned? Is she going to leave you?
No, she wouldn't leave me.
See, I used to be that, but ever since I got married and have a kid. Yes, I'm married and have a kid, Dave.
You're married?
Yeah.
He's married?
Yeah. So I used to be like that, but now I really just don't give a shit anymore. To be honest,
I'll tell you
no,
what.
I got the not Rogaine, but like the non brand name,
yeah,
version of like the extra strength. I'm not messing around, Dave.
No, and I agree. And I'll tell you what, not to rub salt in your wounds. I have this thick, luxurious head of hair, even though I'm somewhat older than you
Shut
guys,
up, Dave.
But the thing is, you need it. Denny doesn't need it because Denny is.
Because the hat is part of Denny's look. It's part of his...
Exactly.
But also his personality.
Yeah.
If Denny goes bald, if he looks like Lex Luthor, he's still going to be Denny. If you go Lex Luthor, no one's going to recognize you. No one's going to talk to you.
That's the thing. Like, I feel like... And if it did end up... Like, people would run into me 5 years later that haven't seen me and be like, what happened to you? Like, you look like death because my hair is... Like, since I was in eighth grade, my hair has been, like, a big part of, like... My personality, I guess you could say. I mean, it sounds stupid to
say.
Plus,
you're professional wrestling.
Right.
And your character
is a
full head of hair.
Right. The long hair is actually always been very helpful in wrestling because when you sell a punch, it's more helpful for your hair to fly.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why when I was wrestling...
Yeah, it's
like,
a visual.
When I was wrestling all the time, like when I was like 20, 21 years old, like, and I was like fully like every weekend, like three times a week, I had shows, my hair was long.
Well, why do you think Aquaman has long hair? It's sexy. Women like that. I will say, though, I applaud you. It was brave to talk about this on air. I didn't think you were going
to. To be honest, I was embarrassed about it.
The thing is, you've touched upon something universal, and our listeners can certainly understand. One of the greatest stories my dad ever told me. My dad's an amazing storyteller. He was in the Army. He was a cop during the NORC riots, soccer coach, traveled the world. I never forget the story he told me when he was in his mid-20s, and he had that thing. He went to the barber, and the barber looked down and said the same thing. And he just – it took him years to get over it. Now, my dad is like – Oh, not like Clint Eastwood, but he looks better when he shaves his head.
Uh-huh.
But he went bald.
Well, you know, I'm not going to go bald. It's not going to happen. I'm doing the coconut oil. I'm doing the Rogaine. It's going to work.
See, if I did shave my head, though, I would look perfectly round like a grape.
Like you'd look Dave. Like you'd look like Golden Age Lex Luthor.
Yeah, pretty much. But I don't really mind. I used to shave my hair pretty short, like, you know, several years ago in high school. So I was like, I don't care.
Honestly, though, I think because I always had people tell me because I have very thick Italian hair and people are always like, oh, you'll never go bald. You'll never go bald. And I was always like, I'll never go until that day in the barber chair. I was like, I'll never go bald. I think it's when I got my bariatric surgery, they said that could be a side effect.
Right.
That thinning hair is a side effect,
so.
but it would come back.
Right.
But it's been a couple years, and it's thinning
now.
Did
you ever get your thyroids checked and all that stuff?
No.
Oh, okay.
What is this, Dr. Oz now?
Yeah.
But the thing is with you, Kevin, and I'll explain it to our listeners, is Kevin's hair is not receding. It's not in a recession. It's not going backwards. It's just thinning. And I have to say something, and it's not a zinger, but I first noticed it and mentioned it to him last month before you brought it up.
Did you?
Because in the last couple graphics we've done for Bat Squad Radio, listen to episode 7, 8, or 9, I was actually photoshopping a little darkness back into your scalp.
Really?
To fill it out.
I wonder I like those pictures.
So, I am a good,
so good
friend.
Last summer I started to wonder a little bit because like we'd like go to the beach and then I would come home and get in the shower and I'd be like, ow, 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 why does my scalp hurt?
Right.
Like, because it got a little burnt. And I was like, wait, that's never happened before. But whatever. All right, so what do we got next? Let's get
Well, enough
of this.
About you. I'd like to introduce a new Bat Dave segment.
Really?
Yep. It's a new Bat Dave segment that we're going to call...
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Any more beverages you want to open?
No. Can you get me one?
Yeah, I can. Only if he'll open it while he's talking.
Of
Hold on now. New Bat Dave segment, okay? Every week. It's called Learn Something New That You Never Knew About Bat Dave.
It sounds terrible.
You want to hear what it is?
No.
Well, I'm going to tell you anyway. Here's what you're going to learn.
Okay.
You guys know what Hot Wheels are?
Your car, they're toy cars.
Little toy cars.
Yeah.
They've been around since the 60s. Very popular with kids of all ages.
Yes.
Highly collectible.
Let me guess. You're going to bring up some stupid Batmobile Hot Wheels car you used to have, and who cares?
Wrong. Wrong, Spider-Denny. The fun fact about me is I only collect Hot Wheels that are green. Only the color green.
Why?
Because he's envy.
I just like green Hot Wheels.
But, like, did that start when you were a kid?
I don't know. Now you're going too far.
Oh!
Warning. Warning. Too much Bat Dave on the show.
It's the too much Bat Dave alarm.
Bat Dave level.
So he's talking about your hair loss for 20
warning.
Minutes, but we can't talk about
alert. Warning.
Factoid.
Warning.
Oh, well, folks, I have actually armed Bat Squad Radio with an anti-Bat Dave alarm system that will... That will activate if windbag levels exceed.
Don't
a
I get any
capacity.
Say? Don't I get any say in the direction? Warning. Of the
oh,
show?
It just deployed again.
Too much Bat Dave on the show.
It's like the
warning.
DDS.
Warning.
We talked about levels exceeding maximum about what we capacity. The show. This was never
warning. Heard. Windbag alert. Warning.
Right. What else? What else you got?
Okay, so I have my wacky news story of the week.
Oh, wacky! Let me hit the button now.
We have like a little jingle for that, like wacky news.
Well, if any of our listeners out there, all five of them, if any of our five listeners are a musician and want to make a jingle, I'd be more than happy to play
it on the
show.
No, let's take the old Raceway Park jingle and adapt it. Oh, wacky news.
I don't like it.
Warning. Warning. Too much Bat Dave on the show. Warning.
All right. Okay, so let's get in.
You guys are jerks. Right, Buster?
All right, next.
All right, so we're going to get into the wacky news story of the week.
It better be wacky.
I'm not going to bury the lead right here. Robot vacuum cleaner attacks South Korean housewife.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Woman sleeping on the floor of her apartment awoken in pain by robotic vacuum cleaner attempting to suck up her hair.
Oh, that sounds hot.
Was it a Dyson?
A robotic vacuum cleaner, quote, attacked a South Korean woman while she slept by attempting to suck up the hair on her head. The woman, a 52-year-old resident of Changwon, who has not been named, was awoken by the pain and unable to extricate herself from the robot, called the fire department for help.
I heard she deserved it.
Now, can you imagine getting that call at 911? There's a robot attacking my hair.
Hey,
so wait, so is it... Is it like an actual like huge like human looking robot?
No, it's like a Roomba.
So okay, so she was sleeping on the floor?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was eventually freed by paramedics, escaping serious injury but losing several strands of hair. So the paramedics showed up and were like, "All right, get us a scissor."
Maybe you should contact her and see if you could borrow some for you.
Yeah, I should probably do that. Jerk.
The future is now, Kev.
Yep.
Terminator, Rise of the Machines. This is how it starts.
It required two paramedics to remove her hair from the machine's nozzle, Korea BizWire reported. The incident, which took place on January 3rd, highlighted the potential risk of this type of accident in South Korea, where sitting and sleeping on the floor is common practice.
I think I know what I'm going to get Denny for Christmas.
A Roomba vacuum? They're very expensive. You're not getting that
for Denny.
As long
as it sucks, I'm good.
The vacuum only stopped running more than a minute after initially ingesting the woman's hair. So for about a minute, it was consistently pulling her hair out of her head.
There was a movie that, what was it? A movie that someone pulled the scalp. It might have been Saw. They pulled the hair right off because it was stuck or something. Oh, it was like in a contraption and pulled her scalp right off. It was freaking awesome.
She was unable to free herself from the vacuum and made a desperate rescue request call to 119, South Korea's emergency telephone number.
That's funny.
119.
She called Run Run 9?
Oh, that was horribly offensive. You have just turned off the entire South Korean market to this show.
Well, let me tell you something. This is only the start of a lot of robot attacks coming in the
Yeah, like
in
that's
future.
The thing. Like, do you fear robots? Like, are you afraid?
I don't fear them now.
Do you fear that one day the machines will rise up against us?
I think we have a good 10 to 15 years left before we have a serious robot attack problem.
Well, because you know they're always trying to create artificial intelligence, and that never goes well.
Well,
in
think about all the stuff that they're doing now with like cars and everything, from like technology and all that stuff. People are starting to hack the computers in cars and actually. Probably starting what? They turn off their engine while they're driving.
The engine, turn off
hit
the brakes.
Really?
You could speed up a car.
You could just you use your iPhone or some apps that just attack it, and you know it's creepy.
Yeah, but that's humans using technology to attack other humans. We're talking about robots
that
become self-aware.
I'm just saying how advanced technology is.
There are no strings on me, Ultron. You know.
Well, let's dumb it down. But this is very, very real problem.
That reminds you of Chappie. You ever see that trailer for Chappie?
What's Chappie?
You never seen the trailer for that? You saw that, right?
Yeah, it looks good.
It looks pretty cool.
But, well, you know, then you had Will Smith with iRobot. But let's talk about real quickly, and then we'll move on to more pop culture stuff. Drones. Drones are being sanctioned and allowed by governments and corporations. And
drones are even sanctioned for private use. I can fly a drone outside Denny's window at night and spy on him while he sleeps.
Some guy sent a drone flying over the White House last month.
Yeah.
So you just anyone could strap a machine gun or a bomb onto a drone in the near future. We're all finished.
Well, and that's the thing. The thing with drones is also that there is no law prohibiting their use privately at this point, and that's why you're getting all these like drones looking into people's windows, and you know, because not only because you fly the drone with your iPhone or your smartphone or tablet, and you get a picture of what the drone's seeing in the app. So like that's a major concern for.
And
a
then
lot
you
of
can
people.
Record it. You know, you can
yeah,
record
you can
it,
record it and put
privacy.
It up on the internet.
Yep.
There's not enough safeguards.
You can see Denny's taint and put it up on the internet.
Oh boy, there's the first.
I'm actually thinking about buying a drone. I'm not joking either. I was considering.
Why? So you could spy on Dave?
No, you. I want to spy on you.
Oh, okay.
No, I want to watch your hair fall out.
No, Denny's drone would fly around and complain.
Yes, it would.
But
like bumping into things. I'm going to put a hat on top of it, too.
So I would like to communicate with the world through drone. Just like if you can get like a speaker on it, and then I could just stay home all day and then like let send the drone out and just control it.
Oh, it'd be funny.
Kevin does the podcast by drone. It's just hovering there.
Podcast via drone.
The thing that sucks with those, like I said, I was looking them up. The batteries only last like 15 minutes. It's like, what can you even get done with 15 minutes?
Denny's drone will cause havoc to everybody. And then the second another drone like bumps into his drone will go away. And
he'll shut it down.
Yeah, he'll shut it down.
That's it. I'm shutting it down. By the way, it was not a full 7 days. You were gone for about 5 days. I said I predict that you'll be back in 1 week. I said it's gonna be a
there
plus
was
seven
an
days.
Over under.
Yep, and I overestimated your resolve because you were back before the end of that week.
So it was Sunday to Thursday. So yeah, it's okay.
There was a pool. People were actually contacting to put down money for what day he would return.
Yep.
But the whole thing with robots and vacuums and Hollywood, real quickly, Terminator 4 is coming out. What do you think?
I'm actually looking forward to it.
I am too. Weird. It's like Arnold's now at that William Shatner stage where we're not going to have him forever.
Like, when I saw that clip of Arnold jumping out of the helicopter, I was like, oh, that's awesome.
You're in a rocket. I thought that was good too.
I was like really like I geeked out about that like majorly.
I am not a Terminator fan at all. I like
Terminator 2. Terminator 2 was the one that
I
liked.
Terminator 1 is a great piece of no-budget movie making.
Yeah.
You couldn't have Terminator 2 big budget without Terminator 1. Terminator 1 gave us all those great catchphrases.
Your foster parents are dead.
And let's not forget, there was no one more awesome in the early to mid to late 80s than Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, not at all.
He was doing the Conan movies. He was doing Commando, Raw Deal. He was doing Predator. It wasn't until like the mid-90s where he lost his luster.
Jingle all the way.
That's
I forgot
fine.
About that
that's,
one.
I love that movie. When he gets his Iron Man suit at the end.
I'm talking about...
It's terrible time.
No, that's an adorable holiday family movie. I'm talking about when he was still A-list doing True Lies with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Uh-huh.
They drop a bomb off the coast of Florida. That's how ridiculous these movies get.
Right.
But then he does something called The Last Action Hero. And then he does a couple other movies after that. Anyhow, robots are coming. They're going to attack and imprison us.
Speaking of 80s icons that are making a return, this wasn't on like listen notes, but I wanted to get your opinions on this. What do you guys think about the fact that Pee-wee Herman is making a new movie and possibly series for Netflix?
I absolutely love it.
Yeah?
I love Pee-wee Herman.
Oh, okay.
Plain and simple.
Good.
I don't care what he does or what he did. I still love the guy.
Gee, thanks, Denny. I like you, too.
I think he'll be fine because he's aged well. He puts the pancake makeup on.
Well,
and he'll look the same.
Because he's always looked like a porcelain doll.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. And the Saturday Night Live.
I found the fountain of youth.
No. Comedians, whereas an action hero, maybe not unless you're in The Expendables, comedians can rejuvenate their career. Martin Short stole the show out of everyone on that Saturday Night Live three and a half hour snooze fest. Martin Short did a
sketch. I didn't watch it. I was watching The Walking Dead.
You got to Google it. Everyone's talking about it. Martin Short is 65 years old, and he's still doing physical comedy. Funny guy. Pee-wee Herman could do the same.
Yeah. I was watching The Walking Dead because Denny and I have our new Bat Dave free show called...
Shameless plug.
Yep.
Shameless plug.
It's called Walker Talkers, where Denny and I review each episode of The Walking Dead.
I just like the fact that Dave's not in it.
I know. We don't even mention him.
Nope.
Like, I was afraid of being like, oh, imagine what Dave would say. No, we don't even mention
not
him.
Not at all.
This is the part of the episode where I go take a dump.
Peace out.
Yeah, okay. So, Walker Talkers. It's been going pretty well. Yeah. You can find it, folks, at whitedragonpodcastnetwork.com/walkertalkers. Available on iTunes, soon to be Stitcher, and at whitedragonpodcastnetwork.com.
Yay.
Yay, we love Walker Talkers. All right. So if I can just get a few, to talk about speaking of the network, the network is actually like a legitimate business now. It's been filed as legitimate business. As such, there are, expenses that have to be paid, and there are ways that you, the listener, can actually help us out with the high cost of running the network. One way is if you're shopping online, like let's say you want to buy a Walking Dead DVD or Bat Dave merchandise or something like that, you can go on Amazon.com. And, as you normally do. But we just ask you to go to whitedragonpodcastnetwork.com first. Click the Amazon banner at the top of the page. You shop the same as you normally would. You don't pay any extra. And then the White Dragon Podcast Network, it's a small percentage of what you spend on Amazon. So it's a good way to support your favorite podcast network. Also, if you wanted to sponsor the network, there is whitedragonpodcastnetwork.com/sponsor where you can make any monetary donation for the upkeep of the network. It's a very high cost to keep it running, keep the shows on and free for everybody. And you could just go over there, click, and any donation is appreciated. WDPN wants to thank Susie Scott, Christina McSheffrey, Kay Pern, and Stacey Gregory for their generous contributions to the White Dragon Podcast Network in the last week. So that's my plugs.
Very nice. And as Kevin mentioned, it's a very, very high budget that we have to keep this level of quality coming to you, the listener.
Always.
So any support would be greatly appreciated.
And as speaking of support, I noticed that you did something completely unselfish this week.
Who, me?
You.
That doesn't sound like me.
It doesn't sound like you at all, which is why I was so taken aback by it.
Oh, you mean
I mean, yes, there were cameras there, but...
No, you mean when I was running around in Adam West Batman tights.
Yes.
As I do maybe 4, 5, 6 times a year.
Yes, but this time it was not a situation where the police had to be called. You were actually doing something nice for somebody.
This is for a very good cause.
So talk about it a little bit.
Okay, briefly. Every now and then we do these Batman shows, and people will contact us and reach out to us for charitable... philanthropic reasons.
Right.
And one such charity is called www.cabaretforacure.org.
It's Cabaret That's number 4.
Cabaret number 4. www.cabaretforacure.org. And they raise funds for children that are battling cancer and very, very, very serious cancers. And they contacted me a couple weeks ago and said there's a young 8-year-old boy named Joshua. Joshua has been fighting 2 forms of cancer since he was 4.
Terrible.
The family does not have a lot of money. Medical bills are piling up like you can't only imagine from a cancer diagnosis.
Right.
He's this weekend, as we speak, he's going to undergo double rounds of chemotherapy. And then Monday, in 2 days, he's going to undergo a very important bone marrow transplant surgery, which hopefully will put him back on the right track. So these people from the charity asked, they said, Bat Dave, do you know a Batman and a Captain America? The young boy.
Do I know a Batman?
Of course I do.
I did not hesitate. I said, I could provide you with a Batman, a very skinny Batman. But
do kids know who Adam West Batman is?
They do now that the show's back on DVD. And also I asked the woman to prep him. She got him Adam West 66 Batman comics. There's tons of 66 merchandise.
Right, it's become
everywhere.
A brand again.
So I asked my friend Kevin DiPlacido, very nice guy, great cosplayer, and more importantly, a very good human being. I said, Kev, you live very, very far away, but there's a boy that needs us, needs his spirits lifted. We're going to do a hospital visit. Could you be Captain America? He said, I'll take the day off of work. So Kevin came up. The day kept changing because the doctors weren't sure if they were going to move his date for the surgery.
Right.
So this past Wednesday, Kevin drove up 1.5 hours each way, jumped in my car. We did the other 45 minutes up to Hackensack University Medical Center. The charity ladies, Debbie and Courtney Chartaris, they had an amazing, amazing goodie basket full of Marvel and DC toys, comics, T-shirts, all kind of great things. The little boy was beyond thrilled.
That's great.
It was just a nice thing to do. But more importantly, we need to raise more money for Joshua, and there is a big benefit show March 22nd. And it's going to be a tricky tray. It's going to be dance and theater. It's going to be raffles. It's going to be all kind of great stuff to help raise money for Joshua.
Would a donation from Palisades Climb Adventure in comp tickets to be raffled off help for that?
Anything you can do to help.
You got them. I'll get them to you this week.
Thank you so much. No problem. That's great.
We got anything else? You want to end with something funny?
No. I'll tell you what. This, I think, I haven't listened to it back, but I love this episode.
Can you do me one favor for future podcasts? Could you stop slamming your freaking hand on the table?
Oh,
you
know,
it's really annoying.
Do you think that's going to be picked up? I kept smacking the table.
You do that all the time.
If I just smack Buster?
Don't smack Buster.
I guess it depends
lovingly.
On what you mean by smacking him.
Lovingly.
Yeah. If you're going to smack anything, smack Denny.
I was a little nervous today. So
why were you nervous?
A lot going on. We covered a lot of ground today.
We did. And our next episode, I believe, is actually going to be live from Big Apple Con.
What?
Don't act surprised. You were right there when Carbo invited us.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So
yeah, I put it all together.
Yep, folks, we're going to be at Big Apple Con. We hope you guys will join us there. If you're there, please look for us. We'll be walking around the con. We'll be recording at the con. So stop by and say hello to Bat Squad Radio. And, that convention coming at you March 7th, right across from Madison Square Garden. You can find tickets at nycbm.com, New York Comic Book Marketplace.
This is a very unique opportunity to meet Denny, Kevin, and myself. We'll be out there. Amongst the people, New York City. It's a great show.
Unless someone says something mean to Denny and he runs away.
No, I'm not going to do that, but I will be giving out free hugs.
Oh, boy.
Is there a return policy?
It depends what they're touching.
Oh.
I think we should end the episode.
On that note, folks, that's going to do it for Bat Squad Radio this week. This was an interesting one, folks. Welcome back to Bat Squad Radio, episode 10. All right, so folks, we invite you to join us on social media. You can find our Facebook discussion group at facebook.com/group/Bat Squad Radio. Also, we invite you to check out the WDPN's social media presence. You can find it on Facebook at www.facebook.com/WD Podcast Network and follow us on Twitter at WhiteDragonPN. If you like the show, we just ask that you share it, put it on your Facebook wall, tweet it out, talk it up to your friends and family members. Every little bit helps us tremendously as we try to grow the show, as we try to move forward into 2015, with success.
Oh, wrap it up already.
Yeah, all right, folks. And once again, folks, if you want to support this great cause Dave was talking about, www.cabaret4acure.org. That's cabaret4acure.org. And it's for this benefit on March 22nd. Well, folks, that's going to do it for Bat Squad Radio this week. Dave, any closing words?
No, thanks. This was a blast.
Denny, any closing words?
I love vacuums episode.
Buster, any closing words? All right, folks. Well, without any further ado, that's going to do it for Bat Squad Radio. We will see you next time. Same Bat Squad time, same Bat Squad channel.
This has been a production of the White Dragon Podcast Network. For information on this, as well as our other great podcasts, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/WD Podcast Network, email us at WDPodcastNetwork@gmail.com, and follow us on Twitter at WhiteDragonPN.